I'm Eric Harley, and we're at the Great American Trucking Show. An old friend of the program is here, Tom Litkus from TA Petro. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing well. Good to see you. Wow. You guys go big when you go to truck shows. You don't just come here and show off your, you know, your tremendous product and your great services here. You provide the services at truck shows. Wow. Let's talk about that. First of all, let's talk about, you know, the importance of the driver feedback that you guys have really been engaged in for years.
Well, as you know, a number of years ago, we really started to elevate that whole listening. And we started out with things that we called driver councils. And our CEO at the time, Tom, was a part of those and the entire senior team. And we've continued that. In fact, most recently we had three groups of drivers in mats, and so we got together, and there were a number of things that we wanted to hear. We know that they brought a lot to the table, and it was great because you hear things, you understand how a driver perceives things, how it affects them, whether it's their efficiency, whether it's their economics. And so we take all that in so that we can build a better product. And so out of that, there were a number of great ideas and feedback. And we're about ready. In fact, we've just rolled out something that was a direct result of that, and now ready very soon to roll out yet another program that is a direct result of that. So we're moving forward.
Yeah. Let's talk about points for parking.
Yes.
Okay.
As you know, we have a reserved parking program,
right.
And it's been around, I guess, now for five, six years.
Sure.
So one of the things we didn't enact was a way for drivers to pay for the parking if they had reward points. And they had requested it over the course of years. Drivers had requested it. And sure enough, we were able to program it. We launched it this past week. And what was interesting about the MATS session was it was back then that our COO, Barry Richards, who has been on this program as a few others, and Barry called us while we were at MATS, and he said, tell the drivers in the meetings that we are going to, program points for parking. And in the session we were at, there were claps and cheers. And so clearly it was something that, you know, drivers were looking for. Not every driver is looking to reserve a spot, and not under all circumstances. Some drivers will reserve a spot when they need to, and others are much more passionate and use it every day. So this is a way to help accommodate that and to make it easier by using a point source that isn't cash out of your pocket.
And in fact, drivers can pay with the Truck Smart app. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, we programmed the Truck Smart app. They can, of course, use the kiosk, our fuel desk, and then through customer service. And they can use any one of those, whatever's the most convenient. But certainly the app was designed to be the most convenient.
Right. Let's talk about Ultra One 2.0.
Yeah, a little history here. You know, back in 2009, we built Ultra One. And it was a program that combined the best of the old Petro Passport program and the TA Road King Club. But we used driver feedback to build the structure of that first program. And within a matter of months, we were named, you know, the number one rewards program. And we really held that title for a number of years. And over the last few years, we've slipped a bit. And we could see it, and we said, we got to get back to work. We got to figure out a way to make this program better and make it more engaging for our drivers, make it and really focus it more so that the best and most loyal drivers receive the most benefits. Because if, as you and I, as normal consumers, if we go to any one of our favorite brands and we go shop and they've got a rewards card, it's structured in a way that the more we frequent them, the more value we get.
Right.
And so that's the what's behind this design.
Sure. And this is, again, and I've been a part of those programs, and I guess I was, as just a generic or general consumer, was surprised at a couple of them. Of how rewarding it can be. I mean, this kind of ramps that up and brings that into it, because certainly that's the idea. Like you mentioned, this is taking the most loyal, most frequent customers that are out there, and rewarding them for that loyalty.
Right, right. And if you're close and you change, you know, a little bit of behavior, you're going to climb up that reward ladder. So there are basically two major elements to this, to the new program. And oh, by the way, it's still being programmed.
Right.
A lot of work is being done. And we sort of see a sometime in the fall we will launch this. But
okay.
The first and major component, and this is probably not as new in the industry, but it's sort of a tiered level of point reward based on the number of gallons you purchase in a given month. So,
right.
You know, if you purchase X amount of gallons, you may get, instead of the standard 1 point, maybe you get two. You get more gallons, you may get three, up to a maximum of four. So that's the first component. And, of course, the details will come out when we launch. This is more of a preview. But the second component is really taking and creating value for those higher tiers, where today we issue a shower credit, mm-hmm. all right? And everybody issues a shower credit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you hit a particular volume tier, and that shower credit has now been ultra-sized, and I'm using my own term here. We call it an ultra-credit.
There you go.
So it's like supercharged.
Exactly, yeah.
And what that ultra-credit will do is you have the option now to use it for a shower. You may use it for a free meal, or you may use it for a free parking spot. And if you think about the three main components of what a driver does after they fuel, they need a shower, they need a meal, and they need a place to park. So,
right.
So combined with the opportunity to get higher levels of points, we believe that anyone who will do the yeoman's part of their volume with us will be literally be able to live on the road through the program.
Wow.
And, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We really do want to reward, you know, our best customers.
Right, because they're out there obviously supporting your brand, but the idea is, look, you're taking care of us. We need to take care of you.
Sure.
In a bigger way.
Yeah, and today, you know, there's a lot of drivers who may be forced to fuel elsewhere, but they come and they park with us,
yeah.
and maybe there's a meal, maybe not. But this gives them an incentive to take a fresh look at what they're doing.
Sure.
And the economics may well tip them to say, you know what, if I climb up this volume ladder a little bit,
yeah,
I can live a little more comfortably as well.
Wow.
So we're very excited about that. That's coming down the pike, but a lot of work's been going into it. Again, feedback was very positive at our driver council.
Yeah.
And so we're anxious to move forward.
Excellent. Something that is really great, an effort every year that just is, it boggles the mind, the response that you guys get benefiting the St. Christopher Fund band together. Tell us about this year.
You know, this is our ninth year, and
wow.
It's gone by so fast. I'm very proud to say that coming to this next drive, the band together campaigns
right.
in the previous 8 years
yeah.
have yielded almost $2.3 million
wow.
worth of and
wow.
And that immediately, I have to say thank you to the professional truck drivers.
Yeah.
And there are motorists who help out because we do this in the summertime. And,
yeah.
and you know, we want to get it at the peak time. So
right,
as many
right.
customers who see what we're trying to do you know, offer to help the good-hearted folks out there. But no one is more good-hearted than professional truck drivers, and they do always lend a hand to fellow drivers.
That's the truth.
And so, yeah, I can sit here and say $2.3 million, but it really is on the backs and the charity and the warm hearts of those professional drivers who recognize, look, someday it could be me.
Yeah, right.
And in fact, as you know, you're a member of the board.
Mm-hmm.
We have had instances of drivers who years ago or every year have contributed and helped, and then they got sick,
yeah,
and they realized, oh my, I never thought it would be me,
yeah,
and now it's their turn to be helped by the cause that they helped,
right?
So, you know, needless to say, I feel very good about that, because while we don't want to see drivers get sick or get injured and need this kind of assistance, the fact is they do. And through St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund, there is a way for the community of trucking to help. And that just always feels good when you know that a number of lives have been changed.
Yes. I mean, as a member of the board, and going over the stories and the cases and everything else over the years, it is just amazing. And the fact that we are getting, you know, along with other great sponsors like TA Petro and many others, the drivers giving back, giving to the other drivers. And, you know, those stories as they come around, I remember a driver, you know, calling me one night saying, you know, I had heard and I'd been part of, you know, a fundraiser, and then all of a sudden I came off the road. And St. Christopher Fund helped me and my family. And it's, while there is actually a dollar amount attached to that, he was telling me, I can't really put a value on it. It goes far above the dollar amount.
Right.
Because it is that mindset that there is someone out there to help you, a whole group of someone's out there to help you, and that we're getting that support. And that was a lot of the positive stuff that was helping him to, in his opinion, heal faster, to get back on the road faster.
Right.
And so that was great encouragement. Tell us how the band together has changed this year.
Well, I was just going to start by saying that we added a new wrinkle, and I think it's going to be hugely popular. Mm. Of course, there's always the bands themselves, which have been just enormously popular through the years. They're almost like collector's items
right now. Yeah.
And those are still at a dollar. But we added a window decal for drivers' trucks. And if you think about it, the band is your personal symbol that you have helped.
Right.
But when you're away from the truck, isn't that great that you now have a way to say, inside this truck, there's a driver who helped a fellow driver.
Yeah.
So I really like the idea, and I encourage the drivers who are listening to consider getting a decal and put it in their window, and it's a source of pride.
Yes, absolutely.
And, of course, we'll still have the keychains for $5.
Yeah.
And you know, I can't say enough to say thank you. I know that our folks work very hard at it. They try to make it a very engaging and a fun event. In the past, we've had, when we've run out of bands, you know, they've had bake sales and things like that to cover, you know, because they figured, well, we got to do something.
Yeah.
You know, the month's not done.
Right.
And so there's a lot of passion behind this.
Yeah.
And it's great to see, because, you know, we start, our business model starts with the professional truck driver. So it's great for us to be aligned and to be a part of something that helps them when they need help.
Yeah, it's just a great program, and thank you, drivers, for getting involved. Let's talk about the Great American Trucking Show. What do you guys do here? I mean, there's a whole list of things you do for the drivers. We'll start at what's going on at the booth.
A lot, and I was just about to joke to say, gee, can I have my own program?
Exactly. We'll need the rest of the day to cover everything. Truly, it is a long list.
Well, first of all, let me start with the booth number, because it's booth 1618 here in Dallas at the Convention Center. And there's a few things that we've done over the course of the last several years, both here and at Matt's.
Mm.
And one is sponsor the free parking. And, you know, again, parking is symbolic to our sites. It, you know, the fact right. that we have these big parking lots and they're available to truck drivers. So we want to, you know, symbolically sponsor the parking so that it's something where drivers remember that, hey, we've got the large parking lot. So we have a shuttle, and they can shuttle back and forth to the show. And along with that, we've also, and I believe this is perhaps the fourth year here, sponsored a shower trailer. And so drivers, you know, if you think about it, they're here for 2 or 3 days, and yeah. they're in their truck. Well, they can't shower in their truck, and right. unless they're staying in a hotel, and most do not,
right.
they perhaps want to get cleaned up.
Sure.
And so we have a shower trailer, and we have folks from all over the locations around in and around Dallas come in and help clean it, help manage it.
Yeah.
And there's towels that are given, you know, as a part of this. And so the hours, let me just say that, today they were from 7 a.m. to noon, and then again 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Tomorrow 7 to noon and 5 to 11 p.m., and then Saturday 7 to noon. And even that is a little bit of a story. The first few years we learned that during the show hours, we weren't seeing any drivers.
Right, right.
And the feedback was, you know what? We really want to come see the show. We get a lot of right. value out of the
show.
So
let us get ready in the morning.
So if you break and have that later, we'll come back. And so we adjusted. Again, driver feedback, right?
There you go.
It's
what you guys
to success.
Do best. And as you mentioned, you know, the same standard when it comes to the cleanest showers on the road. This is what you're talking about when you
right.
talk about bringing in crew to make sure that those drivers are taken care of and that they're maintained, and you're going to get that here with the shower trailers.
Absolutely. The other thing that's going on in the parking lot, and this is really the last 2 years, is that we have some of our truck maintenance professionals out there, our technicians, with their what we call on-site truck, and that's a mobile maintenance truck. It's like bringing a bay with you.
Right.
And what we've learned, once again, is there may be some easy maintenance that drivers say, look, I'm here already. I can be more efficient. If you could do this DOT inspection for me or this PM for me, you just make my life easier.
Yeah.
Well, we've been doing that as well. So again, trying to find ways to not only provide some extra service, but ways to help drivers be more efficient.
Yeah. I can't say enough great things about the organization, TA Petro, giving back in so many ways, going far beyond what a lot of companies, major companies, will do and listening to their customer base and really implementing those changes as such along the way. And beyond that, to have someone like you to serve, you know, for St. Christopher Fund for so many years, you're the president of the board, and just to tell drivers that are listening to this, it is just awesome to see it. Your dedication to this industry, people should know that, and I just want to take this time to thank you for that.
Well, I really appreciate that. I must say that when I had the opportunity to serve on the board, and then, you know, Donna Kennedy had asked would I consider being the president. In fact, she had suggested it for a couple years prior to my saying yes, and once I did, it just I can't help but, for all the hard work I do at work,
yeah.
this really balances that with a sense of giving and
yeah.
making other lives better, because it's not just about what I need to do,
yeah.
but how what I do can help others. So I really appreciate you saying that. It does give back. It really does.
Yes.
And so I'm humbled by the fact that you've acknowledged that. I really do.
Well, I'm inspired by it. I am greatly inspired by all of those who serve on the board and on the staff. It is just amazing to watch, and it encourages, I know, me and hopefully by spreading the word, others to get involved as well. But I know for myself it has been such a great learning process and so encouraging and inspiring. Thank you, Tom, for your service to this industry. And thank you to TA Petro for showing up at shows like this and making sure drivers have what they need while they're here. That helps facilitate, you know, them being at a show like this. Because I go back to the very first year of the Great American Trucking Show, and there were logistical issues. I mean, it was kind of a maybe growing pains, as you might imagine. And this is where, you know, over the last several years, TA Petro has really come in and filled a lot of those voids to make sure that drivers have, you know, at least those very basics of what they need to come and enjoy a show like this.
Well, and I want to thank you, because you've given an opportunity for drivers in particular to engage on current issues, mm-hmm. and you hear their feedback, mm-hmm. and you've obviously given us an opportunity to inform, and
yeah.
We really appreciate
well,
that.
Well, I've always said this is a kind of a full circle industry. You know, we need to take care of the driver's needs the best we can. All of us do what we do to make them more efficient on the road, and you guys do that better than anyone. So thank you so much, Tom. I know we'll talk again soon, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you.